President Ersin Tatar participated in the parade at Dr. Fazıl Küçük Boulevard in Lefkosa to commemorate the 30th of August Victory Day on its 101st anniversary. "We will never surrender to the conspiracies to tear away Turkish Cypriot people from motherland Turkey." President Ersin Tatar addressed the ceremony held to commemorate the 101st anniversary of the August 30th Victory Day that was held at the Dr. Fazıl Küçük Boulevard in Lefkosa. President Tatar stated that the TRNC, together with the Republic of Turkey, is celebrating this important national day with great pride and spirit of patriotism and paid respect to Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, his comrades, and the martyrs. The president stated that the Turkish War of Independence, which ended with victory 101 years ago on August 30, was a clear declaration to the world by the Turkish nation, who resisted and fought against invading foreign powers, that Anatolia is a Turkish homeland. He said it was the bravery and determination of the nation in the Turkish War of Independence that succeeded in the liberation of Anatolia. President Tatar emphasized that the Turkish Cypriot people, as an inseparable part of the Turkish nation, draw inspiration from the great and honorable struggle of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk and his comrades, pointing out that the Turkish War of Independence and Victory Day has also acted as a beacon of inspiration for the Turkish Cypriot people in their own epic resistance at defending themselves in the face of island-wide attacks by Greek Cypriot forces, an EOKA terrorist organization from 1963 to 1974. President Tatar said, "The Turkish Cypriot people are today living in freedom under the roof of their own state as a Turkic republic in the eastern Mediterranean, following the brave struggle of our Mujahideen and the arrival of the Turkish army in 1974, that put a stop to the atrocities committed against our people." President Ersin Tatar stressed that as a Turkic state situated in a strategic geopolitical region, we are defending the legitimate rights and interests of the Turkish Cypriot people in complete unity and solidarity with the Republic of Turkey, in order to leave our children and future generations an honorable and more prosperous and secure future. Pointing out that the month of August also marks many historical victory anniversaries of the Turkish nation, President Tatar commemorated the Turkish Armed Forces Day, which is also being celebrated today. Referring to the struggle of the Turkish Cypriot people in Cyprus who waged a struggle for freedom and independence, President Ersin Tatar said, "The Turkish Cypriot people believe that a realistic and sustainable settlement can be found on the basis of the sovereign equality and equal international status of the Turkish Cypriot side," adding that more than half a century old negotiations held on the federal basis have been exhausted due to the hegemonic mentality that prevails in the Greek Cypriot side and their obsession that Cyprus is a Hellenic island and the Turkish Cypriot people a minority. President Ersin Tatar stated, "We will never surrender to intrigues, conspiracies and insidious games that will tear us apart from the Turkish nation, drag us into an unknown adventure within the European Union, and we will never accept the demolishment of the guarantee of the Republic of Turkey and withdrawal of Turkish forces from the island, who are the real providers of security and peace." President Tatar said that the basis of the new national policy with regards to the Cyprus issue provides for the existence of two states that exist as good neighbors in a cooperative relationship. In reference to the Pyle Road development issue, President Tatar said, "We are taking steps to improve the quality of life and prosperity of Turkish Cypriot people who live in the village of Pyle. However, we were physically confronted by UN peacekeepers who tried to obstruct the development work by Turkish Cypriots for this road, which is to be constructed for purely humanitarian reasons. The Greek Cypriot side has constructed dual carriageways, university campus, and shopping mall all within the buffer zone. They have also constructed more than 300 concrete firing positions and laid 12 kilometers long barbed wires in areas very close to the buffer zone. We did not observe any such physical intervention by UN peacekeepers for any of these." President Tatar stated that the UN has regrettably demonstrated through its statements and reactions that it is not treating the two sides on the basis of equality and fairness, and that it has taken a stance against the Turkish Cypriot side even on a humanitarian issue. President Tatar ended his speech by paying tribute to Mustafa Kemal Atatürk and his comrades, martyrs and veterans, who succeeded in ridding Anatolia from foreign forces and for paving the way for the establishment of the Republic of Turkey. "May they all rest in eternal peace," President Tatar said. Source: Presidency of the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus.